Welcome to XO Amanda Rose, a podcast that talks all things love, dating, relationships, and everything in between. Amanda is a nationally renowned celebrity matchmaker, dating expert, and entrepreneur with several national companies in the dating industry. She is obsessed with helping you achieve radical love, living the life of your dreams, and having the time of your life along the way. If you're looking to up-level your love life, you've come to the right place. Sit back, grab a glass of champagne, and let's get started.
Hey, gorgeous ladies. So today on today's podcast, I want to talk about how to turn shitty relationships into gold. Like how to turn those crappy like experiences and relationships into something magical and beautiful in your life. And I know many of you are probably thinking like, how can I do that? Because I've been through this horrible experience with maybe like a major breakup. Maybe you were cheated on or you were, I know some people that, you know, maybe even in an abusive relationship. There's so many different factors here. Somebody maybe just left and you really don't know why it ended. You know, we all in relationships for different reasons. We're ghosted or we decide to leave or whatever it may be. And the thing is, we have two choices in that moment. We have two choices every time something like that happens to us. We can either, and I learned this when I was actually going through a really horrible time in my life. I was going through a divorce with my ex-husband and I was laying, and you've probably heard me say this story before, but it really changed my life because I was laying in our master bedroom on the floor. The furniture had been taken out of the house. You know, we were leaving the house, moving out, and it was like, at that time, it was my dream house, and it was where I was raising my children. They were young at the time, and I was just devastated, and he had cheated on me, and there was a host of other factors, too, that ended our relationship, but I was laying on the floor of the master bedroom, and I was just crying, like, devastated, and something within me said, you have a choice right now. You can either lay here and let this divorce devastate you, or you can rise up and go create the life of your dreams. And I just felt that with everything within me. So I got up off the floor and I was like, I'm not going to let this divorce destroy me. I'm not going to let this person that has hurt me so bad have this much power over me and my life and my future. We can't control someone else, and unfortunately people will hurt us, and that's part of life, but we can't control them. We can't control their actions, and we can't make someone love us or make someone treat us right, make someone respect us. We can set a boundary though, and we can walk away, and we can do what we need to do to put ourselves in a better place so we're not in a toxic situation. But we should never let that situation or that person destroy us and take that power away from us. So in that moment, I got up, I stood up, I stopped crying almost immediately. And I'm like, what am I doing? I am not going to let him destroy me. And I decided in that moment, I was going to go create the life of my dreams for me and my children. And I wasn't going to let someone else define our life for us. I was going to take control of that. And from that point on, something has just come over me where I take control of that situation where I'm like, okay, I've been through breakups since then. I'm remarried now, but something has came over me since that time. Like, I'm not going to let someone else define my life for me or write my story for me. They might have a part in my story, but if they're not in it for the long haul, or if they're toxic, or anything that doesn't bring me to my highest self, right? If they're not someone good for me, then I can easily walk away. And I know I've had people say, you can walk away so easy from relationships now. And yeah, I can, because and it's not that I have a hard heart. I have a very loving and giving heart, and I will love someone fiercely that treats me right, that is respectful, that is in the relationship for as a growth mindset as well. But since, you know, that moment in my life, I have learned to walk away very easily because If someone is not there to help you rise to your highest good, then they're only holding you down. And I'm not talking about people that are, you know, there's so many different things in life. I'm talking about toxic people, okay? I'm talking about people that are not there for your best self, right? They're not there to support your best self. And you all know, I believe, know the difference in those types of people. So anyways, so I took that moment and I used it to create the life of my dreams for me and my children. And in that moment, what was important to me, and you know, your dreams change, like what you want now is probably different than what you wanted 10 years ago. Maybe it was like you wanted your dream career, your dream relationship. You know, things change though, because in moments we get what we want and then we either evolve or grow out of it, or we grow, continue to grow with it. So there's different, it's always a growth process. You're always growing. You're always learning. You're always moving to a higher level, right? Because if we stay stagnant, it's just, that's a boring life. We don't want to stay stagnant. We don't want to stay in our comfort zone, because we don't get to experience the fullness of life if we do that. So that's a whole other tangent. So in that moment, I decided my dream was to create a business where I could have the flexibility and the freedom to stay at home with my children, be there for them, take them to school, pick them up, go on field trips, do all those things, because I had went from being a stay-at-home mom to a single mom overnight, working like 5 jobs at one time and building my business, trying to create this freedom for my family. And I had this bigger vision of what I wanted for my children. And I had this vision of just working my business, not working 5 jobs, trying to just survive, taking them on trips, you know, being there for them, picking them up, being at their games, practice, whatever it is, you know, sports practice. And that was my big why, my big vision. And so I wanted to create a business to get that. And I did get there. It took me a few years to be able to quit all the jobs. Like, I quit one at a time. And then finally, I was able to quit and work my business full time. I think it took me about 3 years or so. It wasn't terribly long, but it was, you know, it was tough as a single mom. And then, so that was what I did with that relationship. That was a shitty relationship, and I turned it into something magical, something beautiful, because I imagine my life if I was still with my ex-husband, I'm like, gosh, that would be miserable. I would probably still be in the same house, which, you know, that's not so bad, but I mean, like, there was no growth there. It was like I was stagnant. I was happy being a stay-at-home mom. There's nothing wrong with being a stay-at-home mom. Man, that's a hard job. Like, I'm staying at home with my infant son right now, and it's hard. And I'm trying to run a business, so it's even harder. But it's hard to be a stay-at-home mom. That's such a, like, such a great place to be in, and to have the choice to stay at home. So I'm not knocking that at all. I think that's every woman should have that choice if they wanted to stay at home or not. So anyway, but I was more stagnant in the relationship than my life was good. I had everything I wanted. We went on the trips we wanted to. I could stay at home if I wanted to. We had all the things, but there was a key piece missing. There was something missing within me, the passion to do what I like wanted to do with my life. You know, I wanted to do something bigger. I was content in my relationship, but my relationship was keeping me stagnant. It was not a growth relationship. There was toxic factors that were keeping me stagnant. And even if I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom, I should still be in a relationship that offers some type of growth, because you should always be growing. So anyway, if you know me, you know I'm going to go on so many tangents in this podcast. But that relationship taught me something, that you can take a bad situation and you can turn it around to something good. You can turn it into something magical and beautiful if you allow it to. So what I've been trying to do with everything that, like, if someone hurts me or someone is no longer a part of my story, I try to take that experience and turn it into something beautiful. Even though there might be a lot of hurt and pain attached to it. For example, my biological father was not, we had a falling out years ago. This past August, 2022, he passed away unexpectedly. I hadn't talked to him in years, or I had tried to talk to him, but it was very just, it continued to be toxic and toxic, and I kind of had to cut it off. And he, I learned that he, or found out that he was dying of cancer. And, you know, I thought, I don't care what he's done to me, what he said. I need to put some closure to this. So when he does pass away, I know I said what I had to say. But I said it with love. So I did try to call him at the hospital. I guess he had been taken out of the hospital and put into hospice. I didn't know. Couldn't get a hold of him. Couldn't find him. And then, so I sent him, and I tried to call, like, his cell phone. It was just, I tried. So then I felt it, the need to send a text message to him. And I had just had my baby as well, okay? This was, like, a month earlier. I just had, less than a month earlier, I just had my third son, which my biological father never met, didn't probably even know about. So I sent him a text message saying, I heard you were sick. I just want you to know I've let everything go that's happened in the past, and I want you to know I love you, and you have a new grandson. And I sent him a photo of my son, and he texted me back, and it was just like, I will always love you. That's what he said. And it kind of makes me tear up thinking about it now. I'm going to try not to cry on a podcast. But it was good because we left on his civil terms. We told each other we loved each other. Even though nothing was healed from the past and nothing changed from the past and what he did, I let it go and I offered that forgiveness, no matter his reaction. And that was pretty much it. He passed away shortly after. But I'm glad I did that because that relationship taught me a lot of things. One about parenting, I turned that relationship into what that bad experience I had with my father into what I wanted to do differently as a mother, as a parent. So I took out the crappy part of what I experienced as his daughter, and I took it and turned it around to what I wanted my family to experience, the legacy I wanted to leave for my family, the difference I wanted to make in their lives, and what I didn't want my children to experience. So I turned that shitty situation into something beautiful as well, because my children are like my world and the most beautiful thing that could ever happen to me. So that's another example of taking a shitty relationship and turning it into something beautiful. And if we can do that with every relationship we experience. So if you have, let's apply this to your life. Think of and a lot of you are single that listen to my podcast, of course. I mean, it's about dating and relationships. And a lot of you have experienced heartbreak recently. I know I get a lot of new listeners that have went through a breakup recently, or they're just not finding the one. They're attracting emotionally unavailable men, or whatever it may be. There's so many different stories. But let's take your most recent experience. It could be a dating relationship where someone just ghosted you, or it could be like a long-term relationship that ended. And let's take that experience and see how we can switch it, how we can shift it into something that beautiful. So I've gave you my two examples. I want you to journal this out. I want you to take the situation that you just went through, or maybe several situations. I mean, a lot of us have had several bad relationships, and I'm totally guilty of that. And how we can turn that into something beautiful. How can you turn that into gold? So I want you to journal it out. Break out that journal. Break out the notepad on your phone. And I want you to write at the top of your paper or your notepad. Write, how can I turn the relationship with so-and-so into something beautiful? And I'm not saying getting back with that toxic person or whatever. If that relationship has ended, there's usually a reason, a good reason. So stay away from it. So how can you turn that into something beautiful? So I want you to go through, and this is something I did when I was trying to heal from my father. The trauma I had with attached to my biological father. I took a piece of paper and I wrote out everything that I was grateful for about him. And you know, that was some hard stuff to get out, and it took a lot. I had to go to therapy about it. It was a lot of stuff. Okay. A lot of junk. but I was able to do it. And I started just to write things. Like, I know I got my love of music from him because he was always in bands. He was always playing music. And I grew, like, when I was little, before he abandoned us, I grew up like that. Like, I was, from a baby, I was always around their band jobs and just listening to music and jamming out. And I love music. I love live music. It's like a passion of mine. And so I was like, I'm grateful that I was able to get the love of music from him. Not that I'm talented. I can't sing worth a lick or play an instrument. I'm horrible. He always, when I was little, he tried to get me to play instruments and I couldn't. But I'm grateful that he gave me that experience. And I was also grateful that when we were together, before shit hit the fan, we laughed a lot. Like, he was a very charming person, very like a jokester, and we did have a lot of good laughs. So I'm thankful for that. So I sat down and I made this list of things that I was grateful for about him. And it really brought some healing to my soul. So I wanted to share that little tidbit with you. So take that person, and it could be a horrible person, you know, that was toxic. But what are you grateful for about? It doesn't even have to be that person. It could be maybe something that they made you aware of. Like, you're thankful they're gone. You're thankful that, you know, they weren't in your story very long, but they taught you some major life lessons about what to look for, like red flags. You know, it was a learning lesson. So what are you grateful for? And then I want you to take that story and say, what can I do with this? How can I turn this into something beautiful? I mean, like, for me, I wanted to help other women learn how to heal from bad relationships and trauma. I wanted to teach other women how worthy they are and how they deserve this beautiful, like, healthy relationship. And I wanted to help them find that. So that's how I turned my crappy relationship stories into something beautiful. How can you do that? Maybe, you know, it could be something as simple as, you know, you're a single mom and you had this bad experience, bad divorce, but now you have a heart for other single moms. So maybe you buy a single mom coffee. You watch her kids for her. You're just a friend. You become friends with her. You know, like, those are beautiful stories. Like, one of my best friends today, I absolutely adore. I met her through my ex-husband because he was good friends with her ex-husband too. We ended up actually going through a divorce around the same time. We both had kids the same age, but we are still in contact with each other. And gosh, it's been, how long? 18 years, probably 18 years. But anyway, we're still good friends today. And, I absolutely adore her. And she is like that beautiful thing that came out of that crappy relationship story. She is one of the best friends that I could ever ask for. So those are just different ways that you can turn that crappy relationship into something beautiful. And I want to encourage you to do that, because oftentimes we focus on these bad things that happen to us, which are really horrible, and I'm not downplaying that at all. If you know my story, you know I've experienced, you know, domestic violence, I've experienced infidelity, I've experienced all the things, and it's trauma, there's a lot of trauma attached to it, but I had to learn how to move forward and take that, because I don't want that to define me. I want to take that and use my experiences to create beautiful things in my life and beautiful things for others. And I want to encourage you to do the same things, because I know you can. You're put on this earth for a great purpose. And I know the women that are in my audience that listen to the podcast and are in my newsletter, you all are, oh my gosh, you all touch my heart so often. You're just absolutely beautiful, caring, loving people that I'm honored to be around. And I'm so thankful that my ugly story, my crappy relationship, brought me to you, that I get to meet you and hear your stories and, you know, coach you, work with you, and help you in any way. But you all also bless my life at the same time. And I'm going to start crying again. didn't know I'd cry on this podcast, man. So I want you to encourage you, or I want to encourage you to do that today. Look at the mess, but turn it into your message. Turn it into your the beautiful story, because you have the power to write your story. It's not over yet, and it's still going. You have that power. Oh, I love you guys, and I will see you in the next podcast. Drop me messages about how you turned your crappy relationship story into gold, into something beautiful. I'd love to hear that. Please send that to me. Email it to me at info@datingboutiqueinc.com, and check out the show notes for more information on how to connect. I love you guys.